the peephole so you could keep knocking, but won't knock me down. No love lost, no love found.
It's a little too late to say that you're sorry now. You kicked me when I was down, but what you say just don't.
Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I have successfully done this on a Monday. I don't know if it's going to be put out on a Monday, but the past 2 weeks, I have put it out on Wednesday for various reasons, so don't judge me. I just got back from the Pittsburgh Improv, which is a lot of fun. It's a cute little city tucked in between rivers, and it felt very quaint. I felt like they just made this little city to make people feel safe because the rest of Pittsburgh felt a little dangerous. So I think
really?
It's just, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of gunplay over there.
A lot of gunplay over there.
Yeah.
That's the voice of Theo Vaughn, my arch nemesis.
That's true. Wow, I like this term. And
do
I'll
you
accept
like that?
It. Yeah.
Because you do have an evil look in your eye right now.
Okay, that's because I brought that just for you. I've been
yeah, why do you have such an evil look?
This is how I look a little bit. Okay.
Usually it's like a little bit more vacant.
Okay, right on. Wow. It's like a haunted house that's not being used anymore. Like, yeah.
The ghosts are on vacation.
Yeah.
That's you look a little anxious.
I am always anxious.
No, you are, but it's different today.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a different energy to you.
It's freaking Monday, dude.
It is Monday.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. We don't work a normal thing where we can use it as an excuse. It's Monday.
Yeah, that's true.
Theo Vaughn's a comedian. If you don't know that, then you're just living under a rock. He's hilarious. He's done a lot of stuff.
And almost a former lover. Almost.
Almost a former lover. We're going to get into all that.
We're going to get into all that. Like we almost did.
You almost did. You tried on the first night. I want to think.
Oh, I didn't say I tried.
You did try. We'll get into that whole story.
Kind of succeeded and then just passed out.
This is something you can relate to. So
yeah.
My openers this weekend, Matt White and Andy Picaro. I'm sorry if I butchered your names, but you guys were hilarious. Both of them had a crazy story. Matt White, diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, survived. He's a survivor now, but he lost all of his hair, went through all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and Andy Picaro, he lost his father in 9/11.
No way.
Yeah, and it was just like one of those weekends where...
Is Steve Renazzisi his father?
No, this
because
is a true story.
Because if he is, your father is still alive. And he'll probably be in an improv somewhere this weekend.
Oh, shit. No, this is a true story. So I just like, it was one of those weekends where you're working with comedians and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, these people have been through some real shit.
Right. No, that's intense. That's
crazy. It's
intense.
Barely have I had that, where both of the opener and feature have had like some really serious shit happen to them.
Well, the cancer thing doesn't. I mean, that's not as that the trump card is the 9/11.
You're just like everyone's got cancer, whatever.
No, I'm not saying that at all. It's definitely been. I mean, that's a story. You know, it's almost unfortunately, sadly, commonplace.
It's
you
washed
know?
Up. The story's washed up.
It's just. I mean.
It's everyday news.
Yes, it's everyday news now, you know, unfortunately, but also it's just the way everything is now. It's
I know what you're saying. The 9/11 is a specific amount. Only a certain amount of people were personally affected by it.
Right. There's like a
specific number.
Yeah, a specific number.
I get what you're saying. But that was just interesting.
Still unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are real things that can really compel people to want to get busy and stay busy with comedy. You
totally.
Know?
And it makes you realize that there are, you know, we're a bunch of sad clowns when you just peel away the initial layers. Have you performed at the Pittsburgh Improv?
Amen. I have. Dude, I would perform there in between a couple of shootings that I know they've had in that area.
That's why you said that before.
And yeah. They
like literally the shootings happened while you're performing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna name names or anything. I'm
name
sure
names.
It was a couple of people who it was like a group of people that went to that's the kind of people that go see Mama's House over and over again with guns in their waist belt.
That's a good movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's fun.
I think I actually might have seen it. I can't remember.
Don't
There's
you?
A lot of films that kind of run together in that vein, you know, like Car Wash, Barbershop.
Yes. Friday.
Yes.
Friday's a little bit more on the higher end.
No, Friday's more like
it's a little bit more of an elite crowd.
Yes. 100%.
So there were shootings in the middle of your show.
No, there were shootings. There was a shooting the weekend before I got there. And then there was a shooting, I'm sure, since then, because it's been about 4 years.
Oh, but, I'm sure. I'm sure somebody's been shot.
So I was bookended by a couple shootings in that area. But outside of that, I love Pittsburgh, man.
It's really scenic there, huh?
It's beautiful.
It really is.
It's a beautiful city. If it weren't for the winter there, I think it would be maybe the most popular city in America. It's gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I caught pink eye there one time.
That's not a reason
in one of the
to want to move
yeah.
What?
I got
Who catches
BJ
pink eye in a
there
river?
One time.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. You're firing a bunch of things off. How did you get pink eye in a river? That doesn't make any sense.
I was
did you
in
stick
there.
Your face
I was in there
ass?
Without pink eye, and I got out with pink eye. So apparently, upstream, somebody had pink eye. That's all I can fathom. And outside of that, I can't tell you who, you know? Because the problem with pink eye is it doesn't really come with a serial number.
Oh,
you know, it's
my God.
Not like you'd be like, hey, you know, you can take a canoe upriver and knock on somebody's door and be like, hey, buddy, quit crying on the bank. You know what I'm saying? This shit's hitting downstream.
I feel like you might have had a sexual experience with the duck in that river that
No,
day.
I got a blowjob behind the Giant Eagle grocery store.
Did you really?
Which is a Pittsburgh chain, yeah.
You really did?
Yeah.
On the weekend you were performing?
I don't know what I was doing. I was up there. I've been up there a couple times. I love Pittsburgh.
You're just hanging out in Pittsburgh. Are you selling meth on the weekends?
No, I'm not selling meth on the weekends. I don't know what.
Who hangs out in Pittsburgh?
One of my best friends is from Pittsburgh. Oh, Timmy, you met him. Remember my buddy Timmy?
I love Timmy.
Timmy's the best.
Timmy's great.
Yeah.
He's from Pittsburgh.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Okay, that changes things.
Timmy Beggy. So I go up there to visit him a lot. So
how did you know the girl who blew you behind the grocery store?
I'm sure I knew her.
Wait, who?
This was young. We're children. I mean,
How long ago was it?
It's probably 25, you know?
That's, Theo, that's within the decade.
Okay, well, that's fine.
That's not children. You don't remember a girl's name that blew you behind a grocery store?
Fuck, no, I don't. Would you remember her name?
I know my own name.
Okay. That's only because you have a tattooed on your arm.
To clarify, Theo always picks on me for my neck tats.
Yeah.
You always text me about my neck tats. I have a tattoo behind my ear.
Yeah.
That doesn't
call
that
it
doesn't
what you will. Okay.
That doesn't classify as a neck tat.
Look, on a certain area, your neck can go all the way to the top on some people.
Well, because you got
hair.
A long ass. Your dad was a giraffe.
That's a good point.
So you don't know what was the situation leading up to you?
I honestly don't remember. I mean, I just remember.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? I mean,
because guys and girls are so different. I bet you if you talk to her,
not
she remembers
anymore,
the she
guys
remembers,
and girls aren't different anymore.
She they remembers the direction
be.
Of the breeze that night.
Yeah, she
women
might.
Are different.
I doubt it.
You just don't remember what led up to you getting blown behind a grocery
I'm
store?
I'm sure it was liquor and people enjoying each other's company. You know what I'm saying? The same thing that always leads to
I
it.
Mean, I've been in your company. You're not that great.
Okay. But a few years before that, I was doing well.
This was during a different time in your life.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I just remember I was young and getting blown behind a grocery store. Why are we still discussing this?
Because I'm intrigued by it. Did you talk to her after that?
I'm sure I probably did. I mean, I don't remember. I could not even tell you what the young lady looked like, except that she seemed like a nice girl. And I remember her aunt was at the bar, too, that I met her at. I met her at a bar, and her aunt was there. Oh, they are from West Virginia. Now I do remember a little bit more about it.
See how details come back together?
Yeah, I do. And she, I remember what happened. I think her aunt or something might have hit on me. She's like,
You're perfect cougar meat.
They're from Wheeling, West Virginia, right?
Oh, Jesus.
And she said, do you want to get that Wheeling feeling, I remember. And I was like, what is it, you know? And then I kind of figured out the Wheeling feeling was some kind of sexual activity. And then we ended up,
With your dick in her mouth.
I mean, look,
is
I don't want to put it
feeling?
Like that.
Well,
but
I mean, you of all people, this whole time, you've just been cutting it, you know, just saying what it is, and now you don't want to just say what it is. You've just been saying what the shit is the whole time, and now you're like, well, I don't want to call
children listening?
There's no children listening to this.
Oh, whatever. There probably are. Hey, kids.
There are no children.
There are kids listening.
What if there are children listening to this?
I picture 11 kids sitting in like on a big, like a big mat somewhere to preschool.
A mat?
Yeah, the teacher's smoking in her car. Whatever.
On a mat? Who puts kids on a mat?
Yoga instructors.
That's true. That's true. But you're an asshole if you're bringing your kid to a yoga class. Don't you think that's kind of like ridiculous?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous, dude. But all these people out here are doing it, all these rich people are doing that kind of shit.
What, before we get too deep into this,
I was young. When I was young, if a kid was doing yoga in our neighborhood, somebody would gun him down, okay?
Come on.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Nobody's letting
some kid
do that.
You're going to get shot for doing yoga?
Yeah.
Well, you are from like some real Crookshank.
From a real place, okay?
Like a real Crookshank place.
Okay.
You're from like where all the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies were taped.
Coming from the ladies from Eminem's Inspiration. Okay, that's where you're from. You're from his diary.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. That made me gut laugh. Wait, can you tell people what happened the night we met?
I met you at the improv, right?
Yep.
Actually, I don't remember that well. I just remember meeting you at the improv.
You don't remember much well.
I don't remember much well. But I can remember like little strange things. I remember you having like a white kind of jacket kind of thing that night. I do remember that.
A white jacket thing? What would
I think
am
it was
like
almost
some sort
kind
of magician?
Leathery or something a little bit.
I don't
yeah.
own anything
it
like that.
It might have been cashmere then. I don't know what
I don't
it
own
was.
I don't own okay, a white well. Jacket. You would suck if like a police investigator
I
came.
I remember that part.
I hope I never get killed with you around because they'll never find me.
Well, fine. find that.
Okay, tell me more. A white, I had a white cashmere jacket.
You had on a white, something long sleeveish, and I think it was a jacket, yeah. And that's what I do remember.
What did I pick on you about?
Being an orphan. And now I'm glad it's still so funny that people are orphans. Kids who are sitting on the mat out there listening. Find your parents.
I just kept yelling that you were an orphan.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so funny.
Yep, you did. And I was like, oh, there's something special about this girl.
But you were laughing, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you laugh through the pain. You know what I'm saying?
So how long have you been an orphan?
Okay. Alrighty. There you go.
Do you think it's contributed to problems in your life?
No, I'm sure I'm fine. You know?
You're a very noncommittal.
But then you went on the date. I'm noncommittal. You are noncommittal.
How am I noncommittal? Are we going to get into this right now?
Sure, if you want to.
How am I noncommittal?
I feel like you're noncommittal because, like, anytime I feel like I would try to plant something, you always had to go see your dogs every time. You'd be like, oh, my dogs are dying of thirst at home. And I'm like, didn't you just leave them like an hour ago? You'd be like, yeah, but they need clean water. You know, there's a lot of dirt in the air. And I'm like, fuck that.
First of all, I never said that. You're exaggerating.
You said pretty much close to it.
We both are very busy people.
Right.
We do the same job.
Right.
And so we both had things, you know, our schedules are crazy.
Agreed.
And we both admitted that.
Okay.
What about Sparky's?
Okay, we went to Sparky's. We went on a date to a local frozen yogurt establishment.
We made friends with the owner.
In Venice. The owner, I believe, is probably a Vietnamese homosexual.
With a touch of the Downs.
He's got something in him. He's got a speck. He's got a spark of something. But, I mean, you go in there, he has, like, a bunch of magic animals behind the counter.
The kittens with their heads that bobble.
Yeah.
You walk in, and it feels like an acid trip with yogurt.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's like an acid trip with yogurt. He's like, oh, you want that yogurt?
Oh, what kind do you want this time, young lover?
You want dark, light, peanut butter?
Do you want a chocolate? Oh, a chocolate this time.
He was like Mr. Miyagi's failed cousin.
Yes, he totally was.
Who never reached any sort of success.
And he's totally watching, like, he's watching, like, a television that is from the, like, 1989.
It's from the set of Back to the Future.
Yeah, it's not like a new TV. Like, it does not have a remote control.
Maury Povich is on.
Yeah.
It's just Maury Povich.
Yeah, he's watching,
and Jerry Springer.
Really? 100%. It's on Main Street over there in Venice, mm-hmm. And you'll love it. It's called Sparky's.
You got to go to Sparky's.
Yeah, frozen
yogurt. The yogurt's
yogurt.
Terrible, but it's a fun
yogurt
time.
Yogurt is terrible, actually.
It's the experience.
Yeah, it's the experience.
And, like, the white girls walk in and they want their specific yogurts.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, just original tart and just, can I have one blueberry and just one speck of a granola? Just... We went to the beach once. Let's see if we can recollect all of our dates.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went to the beach one time.
We snuggled on a beach.
That was nice. We went to... Pizza.
I thought you were going to say Pete's house.
No, we didn't go to Pete's house.
We went to pizza?
I don't know. We went to the... We went to pizza one time or lunch.
Okay. Yeah, we went to pizza. Lunch. We went to... I know what else we did. We went to trivia with your friends.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
When was the night that you tried to stick it in?
Whoa.
I feel like it was the first date.
I don't remember that. Barely remember that. Was this in Pittsburgh? Was it behind a grocery store?
I was behind the grocery store with my aunt. I think that was the first date we went on.
I remember I think it was.
I wasn't
probably.
Living here yet.
That's right. You were staying at a hotel. You were staying at a hotel. And
you stayed over.
We went out on a date. Yeah, and then I had to leave for the airport. So
yep.
I stayed over for like 2.5 hours.
You didn't get any nookie.
Down at a jet. Nope.
You tried to get in there, but I had to do the two-hand block.
Whoa. One hand was fine.
I mean,
okay.
It was two hands.
Okay, well.
I'm giving you a compliment. You're trying to retract.
Oh, I thought you meant like I was a rapist.
No.
Yeah, no. I don't even care about sex that much. So I'm like, I don't need a two-hand block. Usually a tap on the shoulder is fine.
Tapping out?
Like, hey.
If it was only that easy.
Another time.
Oh, my God. Where else do we go?
And that was it. And then we tried to communicate. We kept in touch for on and off for a good bit, and then things just kind of went their separate ways.
So our almost love. The love that never was.
I thought we had a good connection, though.
Yeah. I mean, we're both demented.
I feel like I'm doing okay. Huh?
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
With those dead eyes?
What is that?
I'm
Polish Nicaraguan, dude. You're going to have
you
dead
look
eyes.
If I woke up in like the next, I don't know, like in 6 months from now, if I woke up, ready, and Netflix had a new documentary,
mm-hmm.
and it was like The Killer Inside, and it was your face,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, yeah, 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 Theo killed a bunch of people. Okay. And it was just your fucking mugshot. Like, yeah, totally. That makes sense.
Whatever, man.
You have deadness coming through your
okay,
soul.
Cool. Well, that's good. That's going to help me get through the evening. Since I'm fucking the old living cemetery here.
What? I mean, we almost made it work. It would have been too hard, us as comedians, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe it would have been too hard, you know?
Because it would have worked if it was going to work.
It's a good point. That's true. It would have worked if it was going to work. Yeah, and it was just tough. I mean, both of us were in and out of town a really good bit.
Yeah, in and out
of
town.
And I was kind of noncommittal.
Yeah, you call that's you do this shit. You call me noncommittal.
You were also noncommittal.
How was I noncommittal?
Well, girls don't want to admit that they are noncommittal. But girls these days are like dudes, so it's basically just like two dudes. One of them has a vagina.
We were two dudes.
Yeah, and one of them being and both of them are being noncommittal.
Both have a vagina. Let's be honest.
Well,
at times.
All right, I have a longer vagina.
You were in Vegas this weekend?
No, I don't think so. Did I tell you
say
that?
You just got back from Vegas?
Oh, I might have lied about that.
Oh, my
God.
Okay. Noncommittal and you lie.
Vegas? I don't think I was.
Where were you this weekend? You look exhausted.
That's just how I look. Thank you again.
No, I mean, you do look a little
upbeat. It's hard to be upbeat when you're dead.
Only on the inside. You're pretty vibrant everywhere else. You're in good shape.
Where have I been? Thanks. I don't know where I've been at. I was at home this weekend. I got pretty wasted last week, so I just took it easy. Took it easy this week.
You visited your family?
No. I was at home here in LA.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do anything.
Do you get anxiety when you go visit your family? Like, is your family like?
No, I get anxiety here.
In LA?
Yeah.
Or in this moment?
LA's anxious. So anxious here.
So you don't feel like when you go home, I go home, it's chill. But there's certain, you know, sometimes you just feel like you kind of have to put on whatever thing for them.
What?
Sometimes.
What is it?
I don't know. Just like sort of like the whole performance.
We have to be a
thing.
Human being. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean like. You know, having to perform sometimes for the family. Like, do you have to do that? Or are you just totally just, do you shut off?
No, I just have to be like a good family member, you know? I have to be a participating family member. So I have to, you know, spend time with my nieces and nephews or spend time with my, you know, I got to make myself available to see my friends and family. It's just a lot of work, really.
It is,
home.
Right?
Yeah, going home's a lot of work.
It's like a lot of emotional work.
Yeah, it can get, it's, yeah, maybe it is kind of. I mean, I don't know if you have emotional issues with your family then it could be, you know?
But doesn't everybody, you don't have any emotional issues with your family?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, we tend to address them over the years pretty good bit, but I think, yeah, I'm sure probably. But we all try to spend time together, you know? It usually ends up being the same kind of time over and over again, though, I feel like. It's like...
Like the same thing happens every single time?
Yeah,
like...
you kind of just go do something together. And it's just like, you know, I don't know.
What is there to do where you're from? Like, do you guys go out to eat or do you stay home? Like, what? Like, we go to the mall.
Right.
We go to Marshall's.
Yeah.
My mom and I go with, like, 6 bottles of wine.
Damn.
We get down and dirty.
That's awesome. That's sexy. what do we do? Last time I took my nieces to someplace called Cade's Custard. They live, like, off the interstate in this little town. And it's literally a place. They call it, like, a Froyo shop. They're serving... like icing to people, like huge cups of icing.
So it's just pure sugar.
Oh, it's
terrible.
Beyond anything I've ever seen. I couldn't believe people were eating it. I mean, I could because like you always want to taste the icing a little bit, but they basically have a small town addicted to fucking icing, bro. There's no way it's legal to serve. Like it's not like you have two, you will die. There's someone's dying.
And the kids are just running around going crazy.
Oh, they're insane, bro. They're insane. And there's just like two girls that work behind the counter and they're just mentally just they have nothing behind their eyes. If I got nothing, these kids
everyone's
have
jacked up.
Oh, everybody's all just hopped up or just totally defeated by this custard.
I just remembered something you said to me. It was on our beach date.
Okay.
Now, this isn't verbatim, but the general gist of what you said was you kind of think the woman belongs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I don't think a woman belongs in the kitchen. That sounds very
okay,
vague.
Okay, well, let me...
If I can blank it.
Well, there was a very close... You know, that's pretty much what you said. But maybe let me break it down.
No, because I don't
believe that. Do you mean you want like a traditional woman?
I mean, I think I'm traditional. I think a lot of women aren't being moms anymore. They're too concerned with being...
Having a career.
Yeah, with having a career. And I think it's really affected things. And a lot of women will be like, well, the man needs to be the mom. I don't think that that's true. I think that it's, you know, scientifically, though, we're put together and stuff, that women have a motherly instinct that men can't recreate no matter how much women
true.
Try and push that. And I feel like... I feel like there's a lot of kids out there and a lot of, you know, even adult men who need their moms. And moms are being more like, trying to embody this or feeling pushed into like this male role kind of, you know?
It is a bizarre thing.
It is. It is bizarre. And I, you know, and I don't, and, the, and a lot of feminists, like this feminist movement will try to fuse that with like equality and stuff like that. But a lot of it's really muddled. I mean, I think.
This feminist movement, you say some things sometimes that are so funny. This whole feminist movement.
Well, I feel like it's almost an agenda. It's almost like.
I know what
people
you're
are selling feminism to women like it's the new Mary Kay in a lot of ways. It's like, oh, this is the feminist thing to do.
Propaganda.
But yeah, they don't notice it also comes with like buy this book or buy the, you know, it's like that doesn't fucking like you can be a woman and be a mother and still that doesn't make you unequal if you want to choose to be a mother and be like a family woman to your kids. You know, that's like that's the hardest job.
It is the hardest job.
It's the hardest job there is.
When you tell a woman, you know, it's all about how you communicate, but I think a woman being in the kitchen raising kids isn't a horrible thing. It's not like a, you know, because that is a hard job to do. And you're right. I believe like women working more has definitely affected the family unit. You can, it's apparent. It's apparent in the way the children are now, especially in this generation with all the technology. And there's just a disconnect between parents and kids. It's crazy. We're lucky because our generation, when we were kids, I don't know about you, I didn't have a cell phone. Mm-mm. I didn't have a computer in my house. Mm-mm. We had one TV.
One book you had?
Yeah, you had one book you just had to rotate.
It was someone's diary that lived there before you?
It was the Bible. But now it's just like nannies are raising kids. If they can even, if people can even afford that.
Yeah, and that's crazy. That's crazy. So at least I'd rather have had that those experiences with my parents, like even if those were disconnected, you know, than to not have had those at all, where it's like people are just so separated now, you know?
It is. I remember I was bartending and the owner of the bar was this well-off guy and just like, you know, very rich white dude. Mm-hmm. And I was bartending at the bar. He was sitting there with his son and we were talking about, you know, being kids and memories as, you know, growing up and, you know, our parents doing stuff with him, with us or whatever. And I was asking the son and I was like, oh, you know, what was it like growing up with your dad? And the dad chimed in. He's like, oh, you know, I remember I took him to this one place and we went to this theme park, blah, 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 like all this stuff. And the kid just looks at him. He goes, Dad, you weren't there. The nanny took us.
Dang.
You were never around. Like the dad remembered something.
That wasn't even true.
It wasn't even true. He wasn't even involved.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, just totally like fabricating this situation he wasn't even involved in. The kid was like, that was the nanny. You were never around.
But the nanny wore my clothes while she took you.
The nanny put on a beard and she took the role of the father.
Yeah, I don't know. It's wild, man. But I just feel like maybe that whole idea of like that relationship is just almost becoming defeated now, you know?
Like the mother kid relationship.
Yeah, and even just like I just feel like it's all contributing to the defeat of us needing each other, you know?
What do you mean? Elaborate.
I just feel like we're entering a time where it's like people don't need other people.
Yeah. I get what you're saying because we're being forced to be a little bit more independent.
Yeah, well that in at the same time as like with like the technology advancing, you know, so much and us like just being so caught into ourselves. There's like a lot of like it's like kind of like a me time for sure. It's like everybody's like
on their phones,
Instagram. Whatever makes them, yeah, it's me, and we all do it. And then at the same time it's like there aren't as many families, there aren't as many marriages anymore.
Don't you feel like I feel like two things alone, and there are a lot of other factors that affect children and the way people are raised and how they are formed and everything that happens to them growing up and turning into an adult. But I think two major factors affect kids today, especially young girls, the Kardashians and Instagram. Mm. Because if you go on Instagram, you look at any girl's page. I'm speaking because I'm a girl, so it's obviously closer to me than, you know, I can't speak from being a young boy.
Right.
But if you go on these young girls' pages, like my cousin alone, she's like 17, 18 years old. It's just selfies of her face, and her boob crack.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that. I didn't even realize that I looked like that at that age. And now young girls are aware. And it's almost like this over-self-awareness that creates more body dysmorphia. It creates a little bit more of a selfish mentality than what you're talking about. And you just start to worry about what you look like. And don't you feel like we're going to feel the repercussions of this sort of generation going down the line in the future because they're going to have these girls that just haven't really created anything of value. It's just how they look and they haven't really focused on doing anything.
I agree.
About that?
Yeah, I think that's another thing. I think everything has been used and overdone so much, and like, and people are just so focused on the appearance of things.
The appearance
that nobody's creating any real memories. It's like everybody will just look like, oh, do you remember this? And it's just a picture.
There's no more. That's so weird. There's no more memories.
Yeah,
people aren't really doing shit anymore.
They don't.
You're
have
right.
It.
Like they're just like. They're taking a picture of something with your phone and putting it on Instagram. You go out to dinner and you see just like a whole family on their fucking phone. And yeah. Like they're posting what they're doing, but they're not experiencing
no one's
what they're doing.
Anything.
That's really wild. That's trippy.
Yeah, it is trippy. But I wonder if there's a market out there that even cares anymore if people are doing anything, you know?
Well, I mean, of course there is,
Do
think.
You? Like, I wonder if the future generation, like our generation, yeah, I think it's like, you know, like being in our 30s, I feel like we, like, people care. Like, there's still that, we remember, the other side of the coin where you had to just, all day, you had no proof that anything ever occurred or
you
anything.
You had to remember.
You had to remember.
Physically remember. We're all, you know what's going to happen is everyone's going to have Alzheimer's earlier.
Yeah.
We're just going to be forgetting stuff much earlier, and we're going to go into this Alzheimer's state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a little aggressive.
Well, it might be, but I don't know. It's definitely going to be interesting to see what it looks like. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a cool future, though, in that sense.
I don't know, man.
People are not going to be as cool. I think technology and all that shit will be dope, but I don't think people are going to be as unique.
Robots are going to be the shit.
Yeah.
You're right. People are going to suck. That's what's happening. People are getting, like, as a dude, you're on the dating app thing. Do you have a girlfriend now? What's the situation?
I'm not on the dating app. I used to be. I mean, I've used dating apps before, but I don't use dating apps. No girlfriend. I mean, I date, you know, when I can and stuff like that.
So what is it like as a dude now? Because you dated pre all this crazy technology, you know, existing. And now that there's all these, like, dating apps, what do you find is, it, for women, what is the biggest difference you find within women? Like, women before you dated with all this technology and now women that you're dating with all of this technology, with dating apps. And even though you say you're not on a dating app, you still can see a difference. Like,
right.
Do you think girls are sluttier now?
Yeah, I think girls have just turned into, like, dudes. They just seem like dudes to me now. It's like, you know, you used to feel like if you got a girl to be interested in you that you were... But now I feel like girls don't even really act like they're interested. It's almost like girls just seem like dudes kind of a lot of times. It's like, yeah, let's, you know, you can hit somebody up over any form of social media, connect with them, and then meet up. And a lot of chicks don't even seem like... They just seem like they might just want sex, you know? It's like, where that didn't really used to be the thing. It used to be like... You had to play kind of this ideal of like, okay, I have to be the man. And now it's just like, you almost just have to see if you guys have a common ground. Like, well, do you, you know, are you just trying to have sex? Like, you know.
So is it hard? So I think is it hard for you too?
Women think less. I think it makes, it's kind of a bummer because it kind of defeats your ideal of what a woman is. Like, of like this, you know, I think you kind of had this idea that, you know, women took better care of themselves than men and were like kind of like more I don't want to say like more celibate than men, but like,
well, every guy kind of, you know, there's that whole thing where men don't want to know a girl's number,
right?
In reality, I should be able to fuck as many people as you fuck
100%,
but the illusion that you don't know that is kind of a nice thing,
right?
I know,
right,
yeah. I get what you're saying.
The illusion is kind of a nice thing.
Know.
And now the illusion, I feel like, is a little bit less because it's just now it just seems more like chicks are like dudes. It's chill. It's almost just like everybody's kind of the same.
It's like it's too much information out there.
It's too much information, yeah. It's too much information for sure. And I'm not the best at describing what I'm trying to say.
No, I get what you're trying to say. I just always wonder, like, from a dude's perspective, like, as a chick, like, I don't do the dating apps either. Like, it's more difficult, like... I'm in the limelight, you're in the limelight, so it's just kind of a weird thing, first of all, to kind of do that, I
right.
think. And then our schedules, like my schedule, it's just, I feel like dating apps are just kind of difficult because there's too many options. It's overwhelming. Like, I signed up to Bumble, and it's interesting, like, just from, like, a sociological perspective and just looking into, like, what happens with society, it's interesting to sign up and see how people are dating now and how they're actually going about meeting people. You're not even meeting them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You could – I swiped through probably 200 dudes last
yeah.
night.
And it's like
– And it blew my mind. It blew my mind. I was texting my friend. I was like, yo, I like pulled a muscle in my forefinger because I've been swiping so hard.
Well, it just makes it seem valueless. It makes
exactly.
dating now seem valueless.
That is such a good point because I feel like the whole, like, if you think about our grandparents, did you know your grandparents?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That was an orphan joke.
Some of them.
I'm
that's
terrible.
Okay. I know it was an orphan joke.
But, you know, like, back in the day, like, our parents, you think about the courtship and the preparation and the communication and what was entailed just to get to know somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You had to work for one person. Maybe two.
Yeah.
Like, if you had an affair back in the day, like, you were working.
Yeah.
You were a busy guy. You were a busy dude.
Yeah.
Because you had to, like, get in a wagon. You had to put, you know, food rations to travel over the hill to go to your one lady.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I got to go to work, but you're really going to see the other lady who's, you know, got that weird dress with the metal cage underneath. I don't know why I'm going that far back. But if you just fast forward to now, it's like, dating is almost non-existent.
Yeah, especially since it became like a social media thing. I think it's just like, well, what else is like an app on your phone? Like, you know, I want food. I want, you know, liquor. Like, you can get anything you want.
Do you have a liquor app?
Yeah, they have a liquor app.
Do you have a liquor app on your phone?
I don't have.
I was going to say, we should talk about whatever problems are happening.
I don't. But they have them now. So it's just like, and I think dating, I'm sure you will, and it makes you just feel like dating has just become that, you know?
It's just become something else that you can get on your phone.
Yeah, just it's yeah. A lot of the value of it is a little bit gone. You know,
I feel like
you got to get a wife from another country. I think these days a lot of my buddies are talking about that as well. Not like a mail order bride.
I was just gonna say you just described a mail order,
but no, just like meeting a woman that's from another country, more of an impoverished country that doesn't have all the technology and hasn't been all like brainwashed by a lot of the.
Okay, again, then we're still talking about a mail order bride. We're still on the same.
Well, you don't get her mailed in. You go to there and meet her first. You know, you got to meet her the old fashioned way though. You don't meet her off the internet.
Oh, my God.
Old fashioned.
I feel like, of all the dudes I've gone out with, I feel like you still have, like, you're still, like, romantic-ish.
I try to be sometimes.
You're
it's
gentleman.
Just hard out here. L.A.'s the worst place for dating, too. We have no idea. Nobody's fucking dating out here.
No
People
one's dating out here.
Possibly driving across town to fuck someone else.
Yeah, it's true. Nobody's dating out here.
Yeah.
It is an impossible city to date in.
Yeah. But it's an impossible city to feel very connected with anyone
it
either.
It is. Oh, man.
You just drive everywhere. There's no sense of community. No one really cares. It's a transient city.
Everyone's out here for themselves.
Yeah.
It's an entertainment industry, so everyone's very absorbed in the way they look.
Yeah.
So it's hard to like find like once you get that group of friends, you know, you've got that
right
ground. But then like the whole but, you know, still we're human beings. We still want connection with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a girl. I want to be taken out on like a date.
Right.
I don't want you to send me a dick pic after the third text.
Yeah, that's a tough
I'm
move
talking
there.
To you specifically. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
It's difficult, though. I feel like romance is if it wasn't a thing before, it's certainly not a thing now.
Yeah,
because you don't have to be.
Yeah. Yeah, here you don't have to be. And I think in some like smaller towns and stuff like that, you still have more of an accountability as to who you are.
Yeah.
Whereas there's no accountability really to who you are out here.
Yeah, if you're like a piece of shit Carl,
yeah.
You walk into the bar and you treated some girl bad in the neighborhood.
Somebody else knows it.
They're going to get out of here,
it.
Carl.
Yeah.
You treated Rosie like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You get out of this bar. You're not served here anymore.
And he's like, Rosie has rabies. And you're like,
rabies, Rosie?
Yeah.
You went on rabies, Rosie? Yeah. Well, you should be more of a gentleman and be kinder to her situation.
And Rosie's just growling outside.
Rosie's in the corner by the trash can foaming at the mouth. I don't know why I made her such a horrible person.
Yeah, you really took her to a dark place.
There.
That's all right. That happens, man. But yeah, it's tough out there. Dating's tough. I mean, you know, even us, two kindred souls, tried to, you know, put a little love in the air and we couldn't make it happen.
We tried to put a little love out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
we did.
We're still friends.
Yeah, we're still friends. I mean, I could see us dating sometime probably. I mean, you know, who knows? It's just hectic.
It is hectic. And it's hard to find. It's all about the balance.
Yeah.
I feel like you were working on getting balance in your life.
Yeah.
You were working on like the yoga thing, right?
Yeah.
And interior decorating your place. I feel like
trying to get some furniture.
Trying to get some furniture.
Yeah.
Were you getting a new couch or something?
Got a new couch. Considering getting a rug. Might get a rug.
Oh, wow.
Still debating over that. Been debating for a couple months.
Don't
now.
Do a rug.
Yeah.
Don't you already have rugs in your place?
I have a rug.
O rug?
A rug.
A rug.
Yeah.
A rug.
I have the O rug where I just go have orgasms on it. Yeah, the dogs love it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They love it.
So do you think that you're going to get married one day?
I do. I do think I'm going to get married one day.
You're going to have kids?
Yep, and have kids. I just think you have to start to create that environment, though. You know, like you have to start to find things that are going
to,
you know, facilitate
that.
That.
Yeah.
So.
But you're always going to be in the entertainment industry.
Maybe, maybe not.
What else would you want to do?
I wouldn't mind working in property management. I wouldn't mind working in like real estate development.
Property management?
Yeah.
That's right, because you dabble in that.
Yeah. I got some
stuff going on.
That sounds
shady.
Down
in New Orleans. It does. Does sound
the way
a little
you just
shady.
Said
it's a shady city. New
and
Orleans
you looked down
shady.
At your crotch and you said you had some stuff going on.
I've got chlamydia is what I'm talking about. Yeah, but it's for rent.
I got that in the river in Pittsburgh from upstream.
Pittsburgh's wild, man.
It was. Did you go? There was a piano bar across the street from the club. Did you go to that piano bar?
Mm-mm.
There was a piano, dueling piano.
There always is.
Oh my God.
Across from every improv
there's
a piano bar.
There's always a dueling piano bar, and it's like, it's such a package show. Like, you can tell where their jokes are. Like, it's so, like, manufactured, like these cheesy jokes. But it was so fun to,
was
like,
fun?
Go. Yeah. You know, you're done entertaining, and you go and get entertained.
Yeah, that's true.
I had the dude sing NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Really? Do you ever, do you hook up with anybody in Pittsburgh or no?
No, I don't hook up on the road.
Really?
I've never hooked up on the road.
No, that's not true. Never.
I will take a lie detector test. I have never, not once, hooked up with anybody on the road. I've never had a one-night stand in my life.
Really?
Yeah. What I don't roll like that.
Damn.
Mm-mm. If I'm fucking you, I'm fucking you for a while.
Wow. This bitch is hood, son. This chick is
Why is that
serious.
Hood? Why is that,
that
hood?
That just seems so intense, man.
Why is it intense? I mean, I'll have casual, but I'm not one to like...
Right.
I just don't... It's just not my style.
Yeah.
I'd rather be celibate than bone a bunch of different dudes.
Yeah.
I value my vagina too much.
There you go. I like
Girls
your
aren't
attitude.
Valuing their vaginas. That's the problem.
Nope.
They're just tossing the cat around
a lot
the room.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's a lot of stuff saying like, oh, girls, you can fuck whoever you want and it's totally cool. You're just like one of the dudes. I feel like there's this whole thing that pushes that.
Yeah. There is an agenda. There is definitely a sort of, there's verbiage out there that kind of does push that. But
it's like, well, yeah, you
again,
can do that.
You can do that. But I think there's a way to do that.
Right.
You know, because sex is totally normal.
Yeah,
sex and it's
is
good
totally
for
normal.
You. You know, if you do it the right way, it's good for you. It's good for your heart. It gets the right chemicals going through your
body.
Does
it really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's you know, it's an aerobic activity. Ooh. Well, if you're with me, it's an aerobic activity.
Damn.
Rare, on
that
a treadmill.
Because
I fuck on elliptical. How do you say that?
I don't fucking know. You don't know. So, yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see, dude.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
I don't know. I just think, like, girls can bone who they want, but you just got to be protected.
I guess. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know what's going on out there anymore, dude. You know? I saw a couple of young boys making out by a schoolhouse the other day, right? I'm serious. I was driving.
You saw a couple of young boys making out by a schoolhouse? A
couple young fellas, man. I pulled the car over, dude, because these kids were probably 11 years old.
Why did you pull the car out? What did you do?
Because I got out and fucking gave them a pretty stern look, man. Just
you gave them a stern look. Are you kidding me? First of all, where is there a fucking schoolhouse? Where
Palisades.
Were you?
Palisades, California.
It was like an actual schoolhouse?
Yeah.
And what did you pull over and gave them a stern look?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Man. Because I don't think at 11 years old these boys need to be making out with each other. You know?
I mean, 11. Were they making out? Or are you being?
They
were exaggerating.
They were
kissing.
Okay, kissing
is different than making out.
It alarmed me enough where I pulled the car over.
Maybe this is a personal problem and not their problem.
Yeah, it could be a little bit, but it like
I pulled over and gave them a stern look.
If I see two like adult males hugging each other and smooching, I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't
you
think
wouldn't?
Anything. No, but I see you know two kids. I'm like, what the you know what's
okay,
going on?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Here?
All right, here's a question: if you had seen a boy and a girl, same age, same situation, just that it was a boy and a girl, heterosexual, would you have pulled over?
I don't know. It's a good question. I've never even seen that, so I don't know.
I don't know. I think you. I don't think you would have. I think it's just the juxtaposition of what you're used to.
I'm certainly not used to watching 11-year-old kids make out in any sense of the
were
word.
Were they like pawing at each other?
They were like
tonguing? No one's tonguing at
11. It looked like they were damn adults. I was like, these are the smallest adults I've ever seen, right? And then I got a little closer and they were children.
I mean, I'm trying to think the youngest. I was making out.
They were children.
Well, how old are you in 6th grade?
I don't know, man.
How old are you in 6th
grade?
Apparently
old enough to be a whore
12?
Up in Syracuse.
About 12. Here we go, being a whore in Syracuse. That's going to be my memoir title.
Look, I love it.
I was making out when I was 12.
Were you?
Yeah.
I wasn't, man. My best friend, some of my best friends got all the girls. Ian Somerhalder, remember that? You know that guy?
Yeah.
He went to my middle school.
He very intense
so
eyebrows.
He got all the girls. And then, like, the
he
second best looking kid was my best friend, and he got all the girls. So
were you, like, third or fourth pick?
Oh, I was, like, 90th pick.
No, come on. You're adorable.
I was not a handsome kid.
You weren't?
Nah, I wasn't. And I was just awkward and shy. I would, like, hide at recess and shit. I was just fucking scared of everything.
Do you think, like, being an orphan that young, did it affect you? Like, when did you know?
I mean, look, dude.
When did you know?
I mean, I feel like, you know, if you're affected with like chicks or anything, like, I mean, I just think being affected with chicks is totally different to anything. I feel like that's like, you just know if you're shy or not or something like that. It's weird sometimes you look back on what you actually did when you were a kid and you're like, fuck, I was that weird kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like you might have thought like you were an okay kid.
Yeah. Weird kid. I was so awkward.
Really?
I was so awkward. Yeah. Very, very awkward. I didn't roll with any clique. I think if the kid, you know, I was just sort of like the floater.
Right.
I didn't have a clique. I was like cool with the nerdy Asian kids. I was cool with like, but I wasn't. I was a total nerd.
Yeah, you were nuts.
Do you know what I used to do that somebody had to remind me? One of my old high school friends had to remind me. I played basketball.
Uh-huh.
But I was, you know, up until a certain age, I sucked at it because I was too frantic. But in between when we had the JV and varsity games at home, I would do a dance routine in between the JV and varsity games on the basketball floor for everybody watching the game.
Okay, you would?
I would do a choreo alone.
What a fucking diva.
Alone.
Jesus,
but a
who
diva,
are you?
I'm not even on the cheerleading squad. What am I doing a dance routine?
What are you doing out
I
there?
I brought my boombox.
Oh, what a creep.
And I danced to like Whoomp, There It Is.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's a good song.
It is.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Thought you knew. That is a jam.
So
wow,
you're awkward.
Really?
Oh my God.
That's shady.
Were you smart?
Yeah, I was smart. I don't know. I don't know. I had some girls I had crushed on, but I was just awkward, man. It's so awkward at those times.
It is so awkward at those times.
So the kids who don't seem awkward, it's just amazing to me how they just didn't seem awkward.
How do they, you know, how are they not awkward? How are people not awkward in high school?
Yeah.
I never thought about
that. Or middle school.
In middle school is the worst because that's when the hormones start to kick in and things are growing out of order. Your nose is like way out here.
Your head is like your head is twice as big as it was the day before.
You've got a chimple the size of your cousin on your chin. Yeah. Just like, hey, this is Carl. I'm stuck with Carl today.
Oh, I had so bad acne. I remember I'd be afraid to smile because I thought like all the pimples on my face were going to pop.
I had the worst acne. Damn. I had the worst. I was on Accutane for
you
that.
You were?
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, that was beast mode right there.
Yeah, twice. Two rounds of that.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I almost
Christ.
Burned. I don't think I have a liver anymore. You know, you can't get pregnant when you're on Accutane.
Really? Well, good. No. If you're that young.
Well, I mean, I took it when I was 18, and then I took it again 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. If you get pregnant on it, it's like a 99% chance your kid will come out with birth defects. But
the
for
old
clear
BD,
skin.
Huh? But hey.
If I'm going to have clear skin,
it's a toss up.
Give Timmy a high five.
Know,
he took one for the team. He took one for the team so mommy could have good skin. I'm going to be a great parent.
That's dark. Do you want to be a parent, you think? I don't know if I could see you being a parent.
I mean, I say no now because there's no way a kid would fit into my life right now.
Right.
You know, I have my dogs. I thought you were going to make fun of me because of my
dogs. No, I think it's cute, but I mean.
I'm a responsible person.
Yeah.
I definitely have the, you know, the genetics for it. My mother was a great mother, you know, as far as like making everything seem so special. But I don't know. That's a huge commitment. You literally have to step back off of the importance podium and, you know, and just get down. You can't be on that pedestal anymore. You have to like step down and be the second best.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
To put somebody else before me. I don't think
you
are.
Are you ready to be a feature?
See, you'd have to be a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid's the headliner.
I might be okay with it.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I think you just drop the kid. You'd be the parent. You'd be like, where's the kid?
No.
You would just lose the kid.
I'd be good with it, I think. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. It's a team job, so you have to see what your wife is like.
It is a team job, and that's people rush into that shit. They're like, oh, he's cute. He's this, he's that. And then you pop out a baby, and you realize, you know, he has priors you didn't know about and shifty genealogy, and you're stuck with some fucking asshole.
Well, I just want to have a dumb kid. That's got to be the worst. And just pretending your kid isn't dumb all the time and he's fucking dumb.
Well, you can't. There's no way to know.
You know that.
But I'm saying, like, there's no.
By like 8 years old, you have to know if your kid is dumb.
You can't make a smart kid.
Right. But you probably know if he's dumb or not pretty early.
Oh, yeah. You know if he's dumb or not pretty early.
Then you're just milling around with this dumb son.
Milling around with some dumb son.
Just trying to pretend he's not dumb to people. Like, yeah, he's going to do great this year. And you know he's not going to do great.
Milling around. Milling around. That's a hilarious way to say that.
Yeah, I don't want to be. I don't want to be doing that, you know?
Or a serial killer.
Yeah, or an orphan, man.
No, come on. Orphan, you're cute.
Yeah.
You did fine. You did. You did fine for yourself. As an orphan?
You know,
I think you're the most
You know
well,
I'm not really an orphan,
I think you're the
you?
Most well... you're the most well... You're the most well-adapted orphan I've ever met in my life.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. Yeah, that's the best nickname ever, little orphan. Whatever happened to little? They had Orphan Annie, but they never had a male orphan. I'm like, males can't be orphans, dude.
No.
Where's that shit? They even had a black Annie. We can't get a fucking Annie.
They had the black Annie. Was Annie. The worst.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. It's just because they just want. It was like a kind of an equality kind of thing. And I mean, I get it.
I get it, but it's like, I don't know. Make up a new movie or something.
Yeah, or
it
do
seems
a white.
Weird.
Yeah, or do like an inverse. You know, do like a white Amistad. I'd fucking go see that. You know?
Well, that's just. You do a white Amistad?
I'd go, well, I mean, it would certainly be. It's
Do a slavery movie about white people being slaves.
And just make it, you know, obviously there might be some instances where it's based in reality, but it's like, yeah, just make it and fucking still let us see that from that perspective, you know? You can still get the same idea of slavery, you know? You can still get that across in a film, I think.
I don't know. I think you're a little crazy.
I don't think so.
I think you're a crazy orphan.
Well.
A white Amistad?
Yeah.
What about White Roots?
No.
That's too much.
That might be too much.
That's way too much.
I think it would still be interesting. You can still show like what it's like when someone like.
Just from a different perspective.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to say that color doesn't matter, then do it all. You know, let's have some white NBA players, you know?
We don't have any more white NBA players?
I mean, there's like, what, 11 of them?
Where's Larry Bird? Does he still play?
He's gone, I think.
Okay. He's too old?
Yeah, he's too. He's an
do
adult.
Do you like sports?
He's an adult.
Are you a sports
I like football.
Dude?
I'm a New Orleans guy. I like football. I like the Saints. But outside of that, I don't know. So, well, what do you think, Jessica? I mean, when are you going to, because if you're going to have children, I mean, at some point, you're going to have them, you know?
I mean, not now. Thanks to technology, I can grow one in my kitchen.
Right. But do you want to do that? You want to have some kitchen kid? Like, oh, what's behind the milk? Oh,
yeah,
Andrew.
I would never name my kid Andrew.
I love the name Andrew.
Andrew's here. He's working on everything. He's doing the technical stuff.
Do you hate the name Andrew?
No, I'm just never going to name my kid Andrew.
Andrew,
or ask
how do you feel
Andrew,
about it?
Do you
hate
the name?
It's a name.
Okay. Could you, if you could pick a different name, would you pick anything or no?
I'm just so used to Andrew. So.
Yeah. I
Andy?
Love Andrew.
Do you like Andy?
If you want to call
one of my first love's name was Andy. Andy Smith.
Really?
Yep.
What happened to him?
He got pregnant.
Did
he's
really?
In Syracuse.
He's got a
he had
wife?
A baby. No, not a wife.
As a man, he did.
I mean, he didn't have, you know, men get pregnant too. He didn't give birth to
oh,
a baby.
He got bigger.
No, he had a baby. I'm just saying, like, he got pregnant with somebody.
Okay.
Got
he has
you
a child.
Know, got somebody pregnant. Yeah. He has a child.
I'm trying to think of my first love.
Yeah, who's
first
your first love?
This girl named Chrissy Hunt that lived in our neighborhood.
Chrissy Cunt?
Hunt.
Oh.
And her brother, I don't know if he was, but I thought he was a homosexual, you know? And
he was? You think he
I
was?
I thought he was at the time. He kind of had like this big Lou, he kind of looked like Lou Pearlman, but real tall. And he was like, had like big hair, and he would like make us do like devious things that seemed oddly homoerotic as I got
oh,
older.
Like when you guys were together. Interesting. Yeah. I thought you were going to say you saw him like making out with a kid in front of a schoolhouse.
But I had a biggest crush on her, man. She was the cutest thing I'd ever seen.
When's the last time you saw her?
Oh, I haven't seen her in probably 20 years, 23 years,
Chrissy
probably 24.
Hunt.
Yeah, she was cute.
Have you looked her up on Facebook?
You know, I tried to look her up. I think I saw a picture or two of her. She still looked really cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, man.
But it's like those things like when you meet the person that you were in love with or your idol and you're just like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better to leave them where they are.
Leave the memory in your brain.
She looked the same. I mean, she was just this little, she had hair, just like kind of light brown hair, little freckles, just cute.
That's so cute.
It was cute. And they used to put us in a room together and try to get us to make out with each other, right?
7 minutes in heaven?
It was like basically an afternoon in somebody's room. So I guess it was like the extended version.
Do you remember that from Teen Wolf?
Yeah, I remember that
Seven
game. I remember playing it when I was young, yeah.
You probably play it still, you pervert.
I don't know, man. I wasn't good at those games. I'd always get too nervous.
Sweat from your palms?
Run off, yeah. Sweat from everything. Start sweating out of my face and eyes and then run off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got a lot of problems in your face.
Oh, countless, man.
That's really cute. When's the last time you were in love for real?
That's a great question.
How long ago?
I don't know. I've had some few moments over the past couple of years. Moments.
Okay, when was the last time you were in love with a chick? Were you, you know, and being in love means being, you know, when you sort of lose yourself a little.
Right.
In the moment, you own it. Better never let it go. A little Eminem callback for you.
Oh, man. You know, really, really in love? I don't know. It's been a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like pre-girl blowing you in the dumpster or after?
Oh,
I mean, behind the the grocery store, not dumpster. I'm making it sound much worse.
I don't know. Actually, there was a girl that I dated with that I dated recently that moved to New York that I really liked. Felt really, really strong about that.
And what happened? She's gone now?
Is she just younger and she just didn't sit like, she just wasn't really, she just was kind of willy-nilly.
Like figuring her shit out?
Yeah, and I was into it more than she was. I didn't realize that, though, you know?
How did you not realize that? See, it's interesting as a woman to hear a guy say that.
Right.
Because women go through that often.
Right. I don't know. I just, like we would go do, like, I remember whenever she was leaving, like, I was like we'd never even taken a picture together, right? We'd be dating for, like, maybe, I guess we dated for, like, 6 weeks, right? And so then I was, like, the one wanting to get a picture together with her, and that's when I realized, like, dude, you're the freaking weirdo, bro.
It's not weird. You're just being vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with that.
So, like, we're at the freaking Froyo place, actually.
You
so.
Took her to not a Sparky's?
I didn't take her to Sparky's. I took her to one of the chain joints.
Hand in the sky. Right hand in the sky.
Yeah.
I, Theo. Vonnegut.
A non-orphan.
Vaughn. Orphan, non-orphan.
Okay.
Did not.
Take her.
Whatever her name is.
To Sparky's.
Look me in the eye.
I didn't take that bitch to Sparky's, all right?
I've really been pissed off.
That bitch didn't deserve Sparky's, especially if I'm the one getting the pictures for us. I'm like, so then here I am handing my phone to somebody, and she even asked me to send her the picture. That's when I was like, this bitch is,
oh, man.
She just doesn't care.
Have you talked to her since then?
I told her. I was like, you know, you're not very sentimental at all, you know?
Yeah, you're sweet. You're a sweet person. People may not realize that about you, but you have very sweet tendencies.
Yeah, I think I'm sentimental. I'm very sentimental.
You are sentimental, and you're affectionate.
Yeah, I think I'm those things. You're almost, pretty affectionate, though.
I'm Sicilian.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you grow out of it. We used to have...
grow out of being Sicilian?
I mean, you might.
Fucking impossible.
We used to call...
you think I'll grow out of
being... Head lice. We used to call head lice Italians when I was young because they showed up in groups and bothered you. That's what I remember. My mom would be like, who's got Italians?
Oh, that's horrible.
And we all would, yeah.
You think I'm going to grow out of being sentimental?
LA will change everybody, man.
No.
Well, I hope you don't.
I mean, LA, you know, it's definitely made me a little bit more. It hardens your shell, but you know, sun peeks through. You can't shut it all off.
That's true.
You have to be a human being, otherwise you go crazy.
Yeah.
So, certain people out here, unless you live out here and you experience it and you're exposed to it, you realize how demented people can be and how shut off they can be, and that's crazy.
It is crazy.
You got to steer clear of those motherfuckers.
Yeah, you got to steer clear. You become one too. Yeah, you got to find little things to do.
That's why you have to find balance. Where are you going to be? Where can people see you? I know you say it on your podcast. Tell them about your podcast.
I have a podcast called Allegedly with my co-host Matthew Cole Weiss, and it's here on the same network, Sideshow Network, great network.
I love the title.
It's fun. It's good. It's a good podcast. You can check that out if you like. You're going to come be a guest, aren't you?
I would love to.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. That'd be awesome.
I would love to. You guys play games?
We do. We do play games. The celebrities, like the interviewee and the... and the judge.
I love that.
And so where am I going to be? I'm going to be in Reno coming up in a couple weeks. And I'll be in Boston as well.
Where in Reno?
I don't know. That place is
That's interesting.
Seedy, bro. It's like a big, huge AA meeting. Reno is the worst, dude.
If you wonder
where all the disability checks go, they go to Reno.
If you wonder where all the losers from Vegas go, they go to Reno.
And they keep losing in Reno, bro. Reno, I mean, look.
That's so funny.
I'm not above it, but I'm just definitely calling it what it is, man.
That I mean, you know, there's a place for everybody, and Reno is just collecting, you know, the scavengers. Yeah. It's just a place where you can find home if you're a derelict.
Move
to Reno. And you're going to be in, so Reno's when?
I'll be in Reno at the Underground. It's a comedy spot that they have there. And then I don't even know where else I'm going to be.
You said Boston.
Oh, I'll be in New York at the end of the month at Gotham on October 30th. Just one night.
One night?
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Gotham's one of my favorite clubs.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
I
awesome.
Love
good
Gotham.
People there.
If you're in New York City, go see Theo. He's a funny motherfucker.
Carson Mazzilli, good people. But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and look, if our schedules ever collide again, who knows, huh? Why don't you freeze one of those eggs for me?
You know what? I'm going to freeze my eggs and put them on as a topping at Sparky's.
Oh, my God. Does anybody want the Jessamay Roe?
Oh, man.
Oh, you're on me after you made it up?
Well, you had to go specific with it. I didn't say Roe. I mean, they would be sugar-coated at least.
Who cares? Same thing.
Roe would be on sushi. I got to open up a yogurt and a sushi place now just to facilitate my egg toppings. I'm going to be at DC Improv this weekend.
Ooh, how is that?
It's one of the best clubs in the country.
Is it?
It's
I gotta get in there.
Good. Low ceilings.
Ooh, I like.
And it's like 150 seater. I think maybe a little bit more. It's such a perfect club.
Love that.
I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You can get tickets at jessiemay.com, or you can go to DC Improv, Google their website, get tickets, come out. I do meet and greets after every show. You guys are dope. Check out Theo Vaughn. He's one of my ex-lovers.
Yeah, almost.
One of my... Oh, that's right. That's right, because we didn't go all the way.
On one of these days, you never know. The future's out there.
One of my ex-almost lovers and good friend. Thank you for being on the show.
You bet. Thank you so much. And if those young boys are listening, I saw making out over there in the Palisades, man. You know, do your thing, buddy.
Do your thing.
But let all the cards play out a little bit. I mean, I just think you guys
don't
might be...
Don't rush.
Yeah, you guys might be
guys,
jumping.
Guys, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll put all my eggs in the yogurt.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
And now, love advice from Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer with some great tips to spice up your love life. Bringing flowers is good. Sending flowers ahead of time is better. A woman needs more time to become aroused, so looking at those flowers all day will help put her in the mood. What's the best gift you can give your partner? A massage. It feels good. Your touch will warm his or her body and soul. And best of all, it doesn't cost a cent. Sometimes it's better to have sex before you go out to dinner. Expecting to have sex later can put a certain amount of pressure on you. You might want to rush the meal or be afraid of having too much wine. If you have sex before, your dinner can be totally relaxing. Instead of going out, order in and decorate with candles. Make your own love nest. Plus, you'll be closer to the bedroom. Some men know they are supposed to be romantic, but they are not sure what that means. The best way to set a romantic mood is to whisper sweet nothings in your partner's ears. If you make her feel treasured and special, the two of you will be drenched in romance.
Keep giving them hell. Where was you when I found it? Needed help. You get no love. It's a little too late.